All right, let's move on to Patricia calling from Tacoma. Hello, Patricia.
Hi, Dr. Sherman. I just saw you about 10 days ago, and I brought up GABA for in replacement of gabapentin that I'm on for pain, neurological pain as well as fibromyalgia. And I've been doing a lot of research on it, and, man, it seems like it's more for sleep than it is for pain. So can you tell me about that and also tell me what a good brand would be? Because I know some aren't very good, and also the dosage.
Well, GABA is something that can be useful for pain. And of course, pain is very difficult sometimes because pain is a red flag our bodies produce to let us know something is going on there and it needs attention, and also it helps protect from further damage by telling your body that it's something to keep away from other activities. But it doesn't always work. GABA is something that I often try initially because it's a natural neurotransmitter for the brain to signal, less neurologic pain in particular. And GABA is basically just an amino acid blend, but our bodies produce that in the evenings, especially to help with sleep and to help relax. So it's definitely a nervine. It's called NERVINE to help calm the nervous system. So, but it's not, it's not like morphine or an opioid, which can really
right. I wouldn't want that.
Knock that out. Yeah, yeah. So, but we find that as a replacement for gabapentin, it works on the same pathways. So it may take a much larger dose. We carry a couple of different GABA brands in the dispensary. I would recommend going there. We have a lot of good professional brands there. I would go fairly heavy, Patricia, on that dose, maybe 200, 300 milligrams every few hours even, and see if that can make a difference. Yeah.
Okay.
And just, treat it as like a, pardon?
Can you overdo it?
Not really. I mean,
it's
basically something that it's almost like taking a protein. You can take a fair amount of that without much problem. Over the long run, of course, it's not going to upset anything. But yeah, it's just pain is something you want to keep track of and make sure you're on the right track. So.
Okay, and how long do I do it, 200 to 300 milligrams every few hours? Do I
wean
down from that, or depending on how I feel?
Yeah, depending on how you feel. I would definitely wean down as needed, and it's not like something you have to build up over time. You can just take it as needed, and a lot of times with neurologic pain, a good B complex or a good B12 or B complex injectable could be considered. Sometimes that can make a huge difference.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, I take that. Okay, and I guess that's it. So thank you so much. Nice.
Yeah, you
bet.
Thanks for calling, Patricia. All right, take care.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye.